Hey everybody, as always, we have a great program for you today. You know that we like to bring information that will bless you and your family and be useful in your life. So today, our topic is a new direct primary care medical group, which is available in Sandpoint and for our surrounding communities. You know, we will have a lot of questions about this, about how something like this works and what it's going to cost, and how does it coordinate with you in your current situation? Well, we have the people here, three doctors who have all the answers. So settle in, stay with us, and learn about a new health option just for you. We're going to take our first break. We're going to do that right now, and we will be right back.
I was looking for an expert to fix my GTO. I checked out every body shop in North Idaho. I'd heard about this perfect place down in Ponderay. A guy they called Bondo greeted me and he showed me around the place. He said, "Welcome to Anderson's Auto Body. It's a perfect place.
It's a perfect place
to get your hood replaced. Your GTO is looking kind of shoddy. We'll replace the hood.
Replace the hood.
We'll make it look real good.
We'll make it look real good."
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Paid for by Invite Health.
Guys, if you're over 40, it's time to talk about your prostate. Do you sometimes wake up in the night to use the bathroom, feel like you need to go more than you used to, or have a weaker stream? Have you experienced issues in the bedroom? It could be an enlarged prostate. One out of four men experience prostate issues by 40, and that number increases every year. If you want less trips to the bathroom, less waking up in the night, and improvement in the bedroom, call 800-410-1087 for your free bottle of Prostate HX. Prostate HX is powered by naturally sourced, clinically proven ingredients, giving you the prostate support you need to have less urge to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. We guarantee you'll love the results. Get your free bottle. Just call 800-410-1087 to find out how. Don't wait. This free bottle offer won't last long. Call 800-410-1087 right now for your free bottle offer. Call 800-410-1087. 800-410-1087.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. These statements and information are not a substitute for or alternative to seeking care from your healthcare providers.
You win when you work at Coeur d'Alene Casino. We're hiring across all departments at our premier casino resort in Worley, Idaho. Our team members enjoy competitive wages and great benefits, including 100% paid medical, vision, and dental, free meals during work shifts, paid time off, holiday bonuses, 401k, wellness programs, and more. Visit cdacasino.com to apply today. Coeur d'Alene Casino. Welcome home.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in again. Thanks for tuning in. Join me as we say hello and welcome to our doctors, Dr. Ray Rodriguez, who's in family medicine, Dr. Brett Schillingstad, who is an urgent care and procedures doctor, and Dr. Lorraine Lamana, also urgent care and procedures. Thanks to each of you and all three of you for being with us today.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yes.
So what is urgent care and procedures? What's procedures? Just for Brett.
Sure. So one of the things that we're going to offer as part of the direct primary care are minor procedures. So anything that wouldn't require hospitalization. You get a laceration, Maybe you need a mole removed. Maybe you have a baby that needs a circumcision. Kind of the minor outpatient stuff is part of what we're going to be offering.
Awesome. All right. You know, I wondered when I read that before that you were with Urgent Care and Procedures, and I thought, procedures, what the heck is that? All right. Well, thank you for that. Well, keeping it with you, Dr. Brad, let's define direct primary care. What is direct primary medicine for our listeners?
Yeah, so direct primary care is really a new type of medical care that's really catching on in the U.S. People are frustrated with insurance and dealing with insurance companies. They're frustrated with mandates and those sorts of things. So what direct primary care allows people to do is have accessible, affordable health care. So for a fee of, say, $99 a month, you could get unlimited medical care on an outpatient basis. So that would allow you telehealth visits, coming into the office, normally getting scheduled within a day, day and a half to get into the office. It would be free of mandates. We allow patients to make their own medical decisions. As long as they're informed and understand those decisions, we give them the freedom to make those decisions.
Okay, so it's a membership where we pay, if we're interested, a monthly fee, and that's a monthly fee that would change depending on age, I guess, and if it's a family or an older person, you're going to...
Correct. So it's just a flat fee. There's no copays. There's no insurance to file. There's no one to argue with. You just pay your fee and you get whatever care that you need.
Well, I have two big areas. Well, let's stay with the area of the care that is available, because I know there are some things that will not be available through this kind of medical service. So Dr. Ray, let's get you in on the conversation. Give us a couple of ideas of some of the routine medical care that we could expect as a member of Hope Health.
Well, we will be providing, you know, the comprehensive primary medical care, treating the whole family, basically. So we'll be treating adults, we'll be treating the kids, we'll be treating the seniors.
Do you do pregnancy and gynecology?
Not at this point. We do the initial maybe testing for it, but then we would have to refer out to the obstetrician.
Okay, excellent. All right.
And so it's basically the whole family unit that we'll be treating. And we'll be doing regular checkups for those that need it, and just basically what encompasses family medicine.
Right. So. You know, I think the one thing that we want to say right up front, because it's an area that is both a blessing but might be confusing for some people, is this is a Christ-centered, biblical-based medical organization. So everyone there is going to be a Christian believer and ready and able to pray with the people and with your family and whatever your condition is. But you, as a member, you're not required to be that Christian. Is that correct?
Correct. It's open to all people. Mm-hmm. And so we will treat anybody that would like to be a member.
Lorraine, as one of the doctors here at the medical clinic, and I'm just going to, it's called Hope Health. But it's not located in Hope.
Correct.
It's located in Sandpoint, but it's called Hope Health. As one of the doctors, why is it important to you that this is a Christian organization and you can pray with your patients if they want that, if they desire that?
Well, I identify as a Christian and have for many years, and so do the other physicians here. And it's important for us to spread the hope. That's where part of the name came from, because we believe strongly that our hope comes in Christ and the promises that are in the Word. So given that, when people go to the doctor, sometimes it can be a lot of anxiety. It can be very stressful. It can be discouraging. You can hear bad news. And when you turn around and you hear that and you just walk out and nobody sat there and said, let me come alongside of you and show you truth, let me show you some reality that's in the Word, let me show you the promises of God, it can change that bad news into a hopeful situation. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important for us to incorporate Christ as a cornerstone of our practice.
Amen. Dr. Brett, I want to come back. You had mentioned that there are no constraints from the insurance companies because you don't deal with insurance. Explain that a little bit more to our listeners that they might understand how is it that insurance companies constrain, like my primary care doctor. I know an example right now that just happened to me where he was constrained for what he could order for me. He couldn't order this test because we hadn't done this one yet. And that was the insurance saying, we're not going to pay for that until she's passed this or failed this test.
Right.
Go ahead.
And I think you have to remember the insurance companies are really between you and your healthcare, and their goal is to make a profit. And because they're trying to make a profit, the way they improve profitability is by restricting care or limiting care and making care more difficult. What we're doing is we're not making you pay a big copay. You know, catastrophic coverage or high deductible coverage, you may have to pay the first $5,900 of your medical bills before insurance kicks in. But for this membership, there's no copays. There's nothing such as that. If you decide you want to use, for example, some herbal medications or nutraceuticals, if they're reasonable, that's something we'll support and help educate you on. If you want to use traditional medications, we'll certainly help you with that. So it's really providing care that's free of those high copays, restrictions on the care you get, and allowing you to direct your care with your physician.
So you mentioned pharmaceuticals. So I have a couple of prescription meds that I'm on now. Thank you for my doctor. And so they are basically covered by insurance. So I would maintain my insurance for certain areas of coverage like that. But I could also have a membership with your group that would be for other medical needs.
That's correct.
I think that area of other medical needs is what our audience is saying. Tell me some more about what are these other areas that you're going to cover that I don't have to burden or use my insurance for?
Sure. So if you do have additional insurance coverage, any prescription we write will be paid for by your insurance.
Okay.
Any lab tests, x-rays that you have to go to the hospital, like CT scans, would be covered by your insurance. Now, if you don't have major medical insurance, we are partnering and educating people on options to get care for hospital admissions and high-cost care that could be paired with this particular care. Now, if you don't have secondary insurance, we will work with pharmacies to provide very cost-effective generics, many times $10, $15, instead of $100 or $200 like some of the medications cost.
Exactly. All right. So, Dr. Ray, let me bring it back to you. There are no copays and no deductibles. So let's look at some of the costs. I can just hear my audience saying, okay, I'm a family. What's the maximum for a family, for example, per month or for per child?
Well, as far as, first of all, the primary member, if it's just an individual person, it's $99
okay.
per month. And then, but if they join with their spouse, the spouse gets a discount at $65. So it's $99 plus $65.
Okay.
So there's a discounted price there. The dependent children will be $22
okay.
per month.
And what's really wonderful is there's a maximum on the family. Like mm-hmm. we have families with four or five, six kids.
Right.
And so that it doesn't just keep going up, 22, 22. There is a maximum, isn't there?
Right.
For a family?
So after three children, then there's no extra cost.
There's no extra cost.
Right.
That's amazing. So. That's really wonderful. So quicker access. What does quicker access, Ray, actually mean? I mean, is there going to be a phone exchange 24 hours a day, or no, it's normal business hours?
No, we will be available for phone calls, you know, 24/7.
Really?
But as far as the access, being available, you know, right now in North Idaho, to see a physician, takes about 3 to 4 months.
Oh yeah,
and it's some like, yeah, and some
unless you're bleeding,
right?
Then they just say go to ER.
And many medical offices are not accepting new patients. Mm-hmm. So with our clinic, we want to be more available, and it's going to be, it's not a like a fast track appointment. It's going to be, we want to spend time with the patients. It might be we want to spend 40 minutes with the patient to really get to know the patient. And because you really need to know the patient before you could treat them.
Exactly.
And that's the blessing of being able to do that, that we're not going to be scheduling patients every 10 minutes, but have enough time to really get to know the patient and the family.
All right. Well, Dr. Brett, walk us through that. Let's say that I have decided to become a member and I have scheduled my first intake, and I'm not sick. Let's just say I'm well. So this is a wellness review. Tell me what's going to happen. How will this work?
Yeah. So generally within a day or two, we will get you into the office and do a comprehensive review of your medications, your health history, really get to know you. And typically in direct primary care, a physician's following 300 to 600 patients. If you're in the insurance realm, you're having to take care of 2,000 to 3,000 patients. So because it's so many fewer patients, the typical visit will be much more comprehensive, really getting into the problem. So it's not just your problem today, it's what are the 5 problems that you have or 6 problems that we need to talk about and really get into the details about so we can give you good care going forward.
Right. And I also want to hear that word preventive. I want somebody to look down the road. At my age, it becomes something that you do pretty often. You kind of look down the road. I told my doctor several years ago, I said, I'm entering into a really interesting decade. And he just looked at me and he said, yes, you are. It's like, he's like, oh, no, he was not. But yeah, it becomes, I guess that's true of any age, though I do with respect to my younger friends, you don't know what it's like yet. So preventive care is also on the table, isn't it? Where
absolutely.
We would look ahead for what might be coming or things that could be tweaked to be better for my health.
Right. And there's a lot of stuff that is just overlooked, and there's secondary factors that really don't get delved into during a short visit. But by looking at that big picture, maybe there's anti-inflammatories or other treatments that will prevent progression of cardiac disease and other problems that may be relevant for someone, plus just those preventative checkpoints, screening for skin cancers and colon, breast cancer, all that stuff. Attention's going to be paid to preventing a lot of illness.
Right, and not letting any of that slip through the cracks,
right.
Which happened a lot, I think, during COVID, didn't it? Because people,
nobody
wanted to go in, nobody was afraid of everything.
Yep.
And so they didn't schedule mammograms, and they didn't schedule colonoscopies, and I think there's been a price that's been paid for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Cancer is being picked up much later, much more advanced conditions, and very sad.
Yeah, exactly. Lorraine.
Just to add to it, I think to give a picture, I love picture talking, and to vision old school medicine, where medicine was an art and you had a relationship with a patient and you understood where they were coming from. And maybe they called and made the appointment for a sore throat, but in the interim, they stubbed their toe. And a lot of times you go in and they're like, I'm sorry, we're just here for your sore throat. Make another appointment for your stubbed toe. Well, that doesn't help the patient. That doesn't give wellness, right? That doesn't help you on your journey of wellness. So I think what direct primary care, especially within the confines of being a Christian organization, is we're going on the journey with you, and it's the art of medicine. We're not just here to follow an algorithm that some computer spit out or some insurance company mandated us to do or the government suggests we do. This is taking care of the patient on their journey and doing the preventative care. And maybe you have 3 problems that day instead of the 1 appointment issue that you made the appointment for.
Lorraine, not to age myself, but I remember it was when I was a kid, a little kid. That's my memory. And later on, it wasn't true. But I remember being sick. Who knows what it was? And mom and dad called Dr. Bertelson. And he came to our home that night about 9 o'clock at night and, you know, came in. And I think it was more for mom and dad because I was like sleeping. But anyway, those were the days when there was really care. Not that you guys were going to make house calls.
If I could add to that, actually, we are going to offer home visits when it's appropriate. We did our first home visit officially, and an elderly couple that could not come to us, so we visited their home, and they were blessed.
I love that.
So definitely want to go back to the traditional old school medicine.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's really exciting. You know, I talked to the library a couple of weeks ago, and they've got some new stuff going on. And one of their things is they've always had a bookmobile that goes around, and you get to the bookmobile.
Right.
But they have got a service. And my understanding was it was new, where if you can't get to the bookmobile, you can't get to the library, they will come to you. You tell them, these are the books I like. This is the genre I'm into. This is the author I like. And they will, a person will show up at your door with five or six books that kind of meet your needs. And I'm like, that is so cool. That is so loving. That is so Christ-like. And that is just so what people are. Don't you think people are craving that now?
They
just
are.
That,
absolutely.
That touch, that closeness, that caring, and real caring.
Right. And
I think it's relationship.
You're right. And, if I may add, you know, as we provide, you know, these wellness visits, we get to know the patient when they're well. So when they're not well, we'll be able to see a difference there, and we'll be able to treat them more appropriately. So something's not right with you, and let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that as well. From the start, we see them well, but then if things come up, we're able to detect that much earlier.
I like that. A lot of times as a patient, we don't know how to tell you what's wrong. We just, you know, it doesn't feel right, or it's this or it's that. Our description, one time I said I was dizzy, and they wanted to know, was the room spinning or was I lightheaded? Honestly, I went, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe both. All right, you guys, we are up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. Stay right where you are. We have a lot more information coming your way from our three doctors with Hope Health, just for you.
Richard Marx is taking the stage at the Ponderay Pavilion.
Whatever you do,
join us for a special acoustic performance of classic hits and chart-topping ballads by the Grammy-winning musician. Live Thursday, February 9th. Get your tickets today at northernquest.com.
Personal foul, offense, number 35. Oh, come on. It's not like I grabbed the guy's face mask. And your team is still covering the spread. Sounds like someone should have taken the points.
Make your playoff bets at Turf Club Sportsbook. With real sports wagering, wall-to-wall HD TVs, and luxury seating in the heart of the action at Northern Quest. Turf Club Sportsbook, the ultimate game changer.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... maybe not.
The Pondere Winery has so much to be thankful for as we reflect and look ahead to a great new year. We are releasing our 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon as January's Wine of the Month. Enjoy discounts on glass pours and bottle sales of this stunning wine all month long. We welcome the Sandpoint High School students' artwork as they show off the fruits of their labor in our tasting room at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Go to powine.com or visit our Facebook page for a full list of events and music for the month. Wishing you and your loved ones a healthy and prosperous new year from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We have, as always, got it going on during the commercial breaks for you. Honestly, we are going to leave these microphones on during the commercial break one of these days so people can hear. Anyway, it's good stuff. We have three doctors with us today, and they are the primary care providers at a new medical clinic here in Sandpoint. It's very different. It's very new. It's kind of the new wave in medicine. It's called Direct Primary Care. You may know it by the older name Concierge Service, Concierge Medical Service, where you become a member and then you have unlimited access. You don't do copays, you don't do deductibles. I mean, you do pay for tests and medicine and that, but you have access to these doctors and to their services for so many things. So first of all, Dr. Ray Rodriguez, tell our audience where the clinic is going to be located and about your open house that you have coming up.
So we are going to be located at the Sandpoint Center. It's on 4th and Church, and it's a beautiful setting that the Lord has provided for us. We're going to be having an open house of February the 10th and 11th. On the 10th, it's going to be from 1 to 4. And on Saturday the 11th, it'll be from 10 to 2. And it'll be a time just to show people the facility and get to know people and answer any questions that they may have regarding Hope Health.
I love this, that you called it the Sandpoint Center. I know it is the Columbia Bank Building. It's where Tango Cafe is. The Sandpoint Center / Tango. So we can go do our banking, we can get a little lunch, and then we can come and see you guys.
That's right.
I like it.
It's perfect setting.
Exactly. It's stop and shopping. Exactly, Lorraine. And it's beautiful.
Yes.
It's just a beautiful facility that God has provided.
Amen.
Praise God. Yeah. All right. So, and are you open now? If somebody calls, what's your telephone number? If somebody calls, can they make an appointment?
We are open right now, and we do have a phone number, 208-277-9717. You can also reach us at our website, hopehealthclinic.org. O-R-G. And you can contact us on the contact form there or give us a direct phone call.
All right. I love it. HopeHealthClinic.org. Or you can give them a call at 208-277-9717. Though I don't know. They're all three here. I don't know. Who's answering the phone today?
Laura's answering the phone.
All right. Awesome. So I want to our audience to hear, Dr. Brett, about services that are beyond the scope of membership. And it really makes sense for why these are not included. But go ahead and give our audience an idea of what will not probably be included, at least in the foreseeable future.
Sure. So anything you might imagine that's family practice or urgent care is typically what we would provide. But when you get to surgeries, hospital admissions, that sort of stuff, something called catastrophic care or acute care, that's something that would be beyond what would be covered. Now, you can get a secondary policy for, $300-$400 a month that would cover catastrophic care, mm-hmm. and pair that with the $99 for the unlimited outpatient care. So if you do have something like Medicare or private insurance, of course, you're already covered for catastrophic coverage, and you would just receive your primary care without deductibles or copays through us.
Okay, so if it's a catastrophic, a heart attack, a stroke, an automobile accident, something like that would be an example to not call you guys, but obviously call 911.
Absolutely.
Or ER, go to ER.
Yep, life and death, you go to the emergency room, but certainly ongoing care after your heart attack or for ongoing care or managing that, you would come back to our clinic.
All right. I want to keep it with you because we've been talking about the physical issues, and Dr. Lorraine LaManna talked about, you know, the prayer part, to pray and to give hope and to give comfort and peace through tending to spiritual needs. But what about mental health or depression? How will that play out with you?
Sure. So we won't offer, you know, very in-depth psychiatry, but on the other hand, family practice treats a lot of depression and anxiety as two examples. And in fact, in some areas of the country, the most prescribed class of drugs or medications are for depression. And medicine has been great about pushing medications for depression and anxiety. But the more important issue is, why are you anxious, or what's the source of the depression, and can we help deal with those issues through resources, through prayer, through some counseling, to actually use the medications as a short-term fix, not something you add on for the rest of your life.
I was sorry, I took a breath and...
Sure.
It just occurred to me, this is a tough question, a little bit kind of off topic in a way, but it does seem that across America today, almost in every age group, there is a sleeplessness, there's sleep disorders, there's anxiety disorders, there's just things going on that I don't remember from X number of years ago being that prevalent. What, in your doctor's opinion, what is happening here?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more anxiety. There's a lot more distractions. I think some of it's behavioral. You're using computers and screens and phones right up until you fall asleep. It messes with your sleep cycle and your ability for your brain to shut down. So there's behavioral things that can improve that. Certainly dietary things and supplements to improve sleep issues. But I think with just the general anxiety, isolation, stress, as well as, you know, bright screens all the time, it's mm-hmm. really messed with people's ability to rest.
You know, I was just going to say that. It's like our parasympathetic system just never has a chance to rest and digest, as it says. It's like you're just kind of always alert to your phone beeping. I mean, people will send you texts at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
They're awake, and you're like, what? You know, and I do have to confess that it's hard for me to leave either my laptop because it reads me to sleep at night with Audible, or my phone because, I don't know, it's like my phone's in the other room. I hate to even confess this, but it's like I have a little separation anxiety. So, like, what's my phone doing out there? You know, something happening that I need to know about right now. So sure. I can really identify with this, and I'm old school. I mean, my grandkids were forever after me. Why don't you always have your phone with you? Well, now I do.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
You look at some of the filters you can put on different screens to decrease some of those frequencies.
Yeah.
And some of the newer phones will even go to black and white mode and decrease the amount of light and stimulation you get. So, but it is a problem, you know. Phone vibrates, you're awake, you know.
It's an emotional problem. Like, you really can't, you can blame the phone and the programmers, but really.
I think you're right.
It's like me and my phone. It's, my phone says, you're the one that's picking me up.
That's right.
All right, you guys, we'll have to make an appointment and we can talk about this in depth, put this on the list. So tell our audience again, Dr. Ray, where you are located and how they can get in touch with you, because we've got people out there with a lot more questions than we're going to get to today.
Sure. So again, we're at the Sandpoint Center, and the address is 414 Church Street, Suite 120 in Sandpoint. And they could get a hold of us again through the number of 208-277-9717.
Awesome. And I think it's really good that you're having an open house on February the 10th.
Andy,
that's a Friday.
Correct.
At from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and then on Saturday the 11th, also there at the where your offices are at the Columbia Bank Building from 10 to 2.
Yes.
And that's a really good opportunity for people to come in and kind of check things out.
Right. And we're also going to have a raffle that day. So.
Really? What are you raffling off?
We have four beautiful baskets that have been donated to us, and we've got some cookies and some treats. So
I love it. No trips to Oahu. not this time around.
Not this time around.
Yeah.
One of the things I think I know people want to know is, can they come in and avail themselves of your services before they make the membership decision? Brett?
That's correct. So there is the ability to pay for just a single visit. Certainly, it's more cost effective to be a member, and you can come in limitless times, but there is the capability of doing a one-time telemedicine visit or a one-time in-person visit. We'll certainly give you the billing information if you want to turn it into your insurance company. We don't bill insurance, but we'll give you all the stuff to send into insurance if that's the route you want to go.
All right. Excellent. All right. We're up against our last break, so stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com. When homes aren't selling, I am still buying homes. If you're wondering if you can still get a fair cash offer and close in a week, well, let me tell you, yes, you Spokane. Call me today for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell in as little as 1 week with no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing. I'm not green bluffing you. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. Get your free cash offer today by visiting us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Easyhomebuyer.com.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
You win when you work at Coeur d'Alene Casino. We're hiring across all departments at our premier casino resort in Worley, Idaho. Our team members enjoy competitive wages and great benefits, including 100% paid medical, vision, and dental, free meals during work shifts, paid time off, holiday bonuses, 401k, wellness programs, and more. Visit cdacasino.com to apply today. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
Hey, Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderé. I know how hard it is to get motivated when it's cold out, so from now through February, when the temperature is below freezing, we will pay you a $20 per ton bonus on tin, autos, and scrap iron. Plus, we'll pay a 5 cent per pound bonus on copper, brass, aluminum, and your aluminum cans. We're also paying top dollar for your catalytic converters. So come see us and turn your scrap into cash. Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderé.
I was looking for an expert to fix my GTO. I checked out every body shop in North Idaho. I'd heard about this perfect place down in Ponderé. A guy they called Bondo greeted me, and he showed me around the place. He said, "Welcome to an Anderson's Auto Body. It's a perfect place.
It's a perfect place
to get your hood replaced. Your GTO is looking kind of shoddy. We'll replace the hood.
Replace the hood.
We'll make it look real good.
We'll make it look real good.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All All right, everyone, welcome back. And we are talking today with three doctors, Dr. Ray Rodriguez, Dr. Brett Skillingstad, and Dr. Lorraine Lamana. And they are with a new organization in the Sandpoint area called Hope Health. This is a direct primary care medical group, and it's a membership. And boy, just so interesting and so beneficial. This may very well be something that will meet your needs and your family's needs for just this ongoing level of care, not catastrophic care, but all of the family medicine, all the things that we do. Lorraine, on the break, you were talking about some specialty exams. People need sports exams. They need clearances for different things. This is something that they could come in and have access to, yep. Right?
They don't need to be a member, but it would be included in their membership if they were a member, or they could pay the fee for the day, and DOT exams for CDL drivers, sports physical exams, and just clearances that you would need with specialty exams. We're able to provide that with vision screening and such. So it's definitely an opportunity, and I know oftentimes the wait for that can be a long time. Employment clearances as
yeah.
well.
I'm trying to figure out why anybody would come in and pay for something up front when they could just pay for a membership, might be a little bit more, but then have unlimited visits for the rest of the month. So I'm trying to figure out.
I think some people are unsure how this system works.
Right.
I think, you know, we know the name concierge medicine. Some of us know that, but the direct primary care model, although it's not brand new, it's really new in its evolution and how it's being rolled out to communities. And I feel at this point, a lot of people are going to say, shoot, I wish I had signed up for a membership. Well, we're going to provide an option for that. If you come in and within 7 to 10 days or whatever time,
you'll apply it to membership.
We're going to apply it to membership because
awesome.
I think once you come in, if it's a good match for you, why wouldn't you stay?
Yeah, exactly. I was at, this is off topic, but I do that all the time. But I was at a facility and I could do this one thing. And if I had membership, it would be less money. And I said, what does it cost to be a member? And she said, it's free. And I said, oh my gosh, let me think. I don't know. So yeah, I think that's great that within X amount of time, if you've come in, you've paid the fee,
right.
But you now want to be a member, which would be the smart thing to do, everybody. Can you say, let me see, repeat after me, unlimited visits. You can
yeah.
come in.
That's
you and great. Your family can just keep coming in until you and the doctors are satisfied that we understand what's going on and there's a plan in place.
Well, and the other option for care, just so that we can clarify, your membership is going to help you and provide you and your family care or your loved ones, but also because we are a nonprofit, any excess is going to go back to help either, I don't want to use the word scholarship, that's not really the appropriate term, but to facilitate care for other people
mm-hmm.
that may not be able to cover their entire membership. So partial scholarship or full scholarship. So your membership doesn't just take care of you. And if there are any profits, it will be taking care of other people. And I think that's what community mm-hmm. is. We're here for each other.
Exactly. That's awesome. I think the other thing is, as a nonprofit, you're also looking for volunteers, Ray, volunteers and donations to help out with this great idea.
Right. So since we are, you know, just starting off, definitely we embrace that interest. You know, anybody who non-medical, whether it be office, clerical, administrative, people that want to volunteer their time, definitely we would embrace that. As well as medical, we could also, there's providers out there, whether it be nurse practitioners, PAs, or physicians who are interested in Hope Health and being a part of it, definitely we would be interested in them.
Are you interested in expanding at some point with like chiropractic or acupuncture or any kind of other alternative?
Right, definitely. And if the Lord provides those people, definitely mm-hmm. we would want that as an option for our patients. And dental services as well. We want to provide, we're trying to partner as we speak with a dentist who will be willing to kind of partner with us to provide dental services.
We have feelers out for several multi-specialty people, physicians, nurse practitioners, physical therapists, and such, so that we can be more comprehensive in our total care.
All right. Awesome. Let's go back, Dr. Brett, again. I can just feel the people out there saying, tell me again the services that you do provide that are currently available that people can become a member if that's what they want to do, mm-hmm. which would certainly be, I think, the smart thing to do. Sure. And what are some of the things that people can take advantage of?
Yeah. So I think if there's any chronic conditions, those would be things we would take care of. Ongoing management of high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, the typical stuff that a lot of us get as we get older. And then there's all those acute things. You get an ear infection from swimming in the lake here, or you have ear infections or sore throats or different types of illness, all things that we would definitely take care of. And then minor procedures. You have something suspicious, a mole or a lesion. That's something you could get taken off in the office and taken care of. Minor lacerations, just stuff that comes up day to day through what you're doing. And then I think, if it's something that's fairly straightforward, we'd even do a telehealth visit. Mm-hmm. One of the things that people really dislike is I drive to the clinic and waste 30, 40 minutes to get there. Then right. I wait to be seen. Then I have to drive all the way home. And many times for routine stuff, we can take care of that with a telehealth visit. And that's something that's a big benefit. And going forward, we would love to have some satellite locations, even up in Bonner's Ferry and yes. Priest River, where we get closer to where the people are as we expand over time.
You know, I think telehealth, to a certain extent, maybe got a little bit of a bad rap because you just felt like, you weren't really connecting with your doctor or your healthcare practitioner. But really, in terms of when you're just needing to communicate, they don't actually have to, look at the swelling in your throat and tell you to swallow or something, but where you can just talk to each other and save time and money and effort for both the doctor and yourself, it's a complete blessing. It's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah, and you look at things like after a procedure, for example, 98% of the time after a procedure, you're fine. And if you hold up your arm and say, here's where you took that mole off, and if it looks okay, why spend an hour and a half driving if I could just look at it on a video stream and say, yeah, it looks great, call me if you need something. And so many things like that, or recurrent ear infections with a child. Mm. Gosh, the mom knows it's the fifth ear infection. Do I really have to haul them, plus are all their siblings, to the office? Is that something we could take care of? And really making it accessible, easy, and affordable for families.
I think also regular checkups, just these wellness exams that we need to sit down with our doctor and go over everything and then have some tests ordered, whether it's a mammogram or every 10 years a colonoscopy or a DEXA or whatever it is that you need. This can be coordinated with your group here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And with those longer visits lasting 30, 40 minutes instead of 10 minutes, there's time to actually delve into those, which wouldn't normally occur. Again, you're looking at typically 300 to 600 patients per doctor instead of a few thousand. So
That's crazy. I had no idea.
It's very focused on a smaller group of patients.
I'm really feeling sorry for my doctor right now. I think he needs a vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of other procedures too. B12 injections. We want to
IV fluids.
Provide IV fluids if you just need some hydration. But also, with a lot of people using midwives, circumcisions. Mother and child go home immediately. You could come back if that's something you're interested in. Those types of services that are outpatient.
What I just thought of too is that I know that my doctor is limited. When I go in for a blood test and I say, I want to know what my B12 is again. If they did B12 within the last, X, mm-hmm. then I
it's
get
denied.
Pushback. They're just like, well, no, you just really can't do that, and you may have to pay, and it's just like, it's in there just to have Quest do it.
Sure.
So there would be more detailed work that could be done on a blood test because you're going to be as curious as I am to say, what is this? How is this?
Absolutely. And we're going to be negotiating some discounts. Plus, one on our roadmap is adding in-office lab and x-ray, which will be something that we'll be adding on here in the next several months, which is going to be great.
In-office lab for, what do they call that when you just slice Mohs or something?
Mohs surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, procedures. And you just slice that off. I had that many, many, many years ago. And it was like magic. I just fell in love. I just like, they just knew right away that what it was and that they had it. And I'm just like, you guys are miracle workers. This is like 15 years ago. So you guys need to get that, all right? It's good stuff. All right. So, I get to say that's the last word. Good stuff.
Yep.
This is good stuff. Real quick.
Yeah, real quick. And I would just ask anybody who's interested in financially supporting us, they could just log into our website because we definitely could use some financial support.
Absolutely. We will let that be the last word. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Give them a call at 208-277-9717. I know you've got more questions. Next week, I'm going to introduce you to a Sandpoint resident who is a great adventurer, as in spending time exploring the Antarctica, motorcycling through South America. You know, maybe this will inspire you to get out there or and just enjoy it from your armchair. He's a neighbor of mine. Either way, you're going to love this. So until then, this is Barbara saying, please take care of yourself. Slow down out there. And may God richly bless you, my friends.